And welcome back to Pellet Edge Live. Andrew Schneider on KRLS and on Pellet Edge Live here with Bryn Higginbotham, one of the key players this year for Pellet Volleyball, following a sweep of Newton 3-0. First of all, Bryn, what does it mean to win in the playoffs, get things going, and to be able to be so dominant here tonight?
It means a lot because now we get to go to Knoxville and play against Knoxville. And it also shows that, like, we can pull out and, like, beat teams like Newton that we've beat before and, like, continue with positive energy.
Well, and this team, you knew, obviously, you've been playing really well lately. You've had a lot of success. You won your home tournament, had a pretty good day all in all at the conference tournament. What are some of the things you guys have carried over from those last 2 weeks of the regular season that worked well again here tonight?
Mm-hmm. Definitely, like, positive attitudes and, like, talking with our teammates, like, talking through stuff. Like, when we get into, like, a hard time, like, with rallies or we just keep making mistakes after mistakes, we make sure, like, to get together and just, like, breathe and, like, say, like, we got this next one, and just a lot of getting more confidence with playing.
Well, and one thing I thought worked really well tonight was the service from mm-hmm. top to bottom, and you're one of the top servers on this team. What has worked so well this season so far, especially as of late, that's allowed you to be so good there on the service line, and what was working in particular against Newton tonight?
Mm-hmm. Definitely in practice, we make sure that we spend time, like, working on serve and serve receive, so, like, we have primaries, like, pass while the other people, like, serve. And so I mostly just serve because I don't play back row. So just, like, being, like, just keep practicing and practicing, it helps a lot. And definitely tonight, Coach was having me go to, like, between the libero and one of the back row players. And it just really helped, like, just keep going there, because then they kept making mistake after mistake.
And it felt like a big turning point, at least for me defensively, was about in the second set when you got your block going. And I know you were a big part of that, as was Katie and Jasmine and that whole group. What was going well for Newton early? What was kind of slowing you down on the block early, but what allowed you to adjust throughout the game and kind of stuff them a couple times there, especially in set number three?
Mm-hmm. Well, as I more, like, noticed that they were setting the ball higher and higher to the outside, so I got my timing more down, because in practice we've been working on, like, more quickly. So when I realized that they were setting their balls higher, I just worked more on slowing down to be able to get out there in time.
Well, and a familiar foe awaits you, and for many reasons for you, we'll get to in a second. Mm-hmm. But let's start with where you're at here. You get a big 3-0 win at home. You don't have to go far. You go to Knoxville. Mm-hmm. You saw them a week and a half ago. It wasn't a tournament format, so a little bit different, but a very close match with the Panthers. What do you remember from them that they did well, and things that you'll really have to key on the second time around?
They definitely have a really good, like, outside hitter who also sets. So we, going into this next game, we just need to focus on making sure we're getting our block up and, like, being able to adjust to a different, like, speed. And a lot, like, their hitters are really good at spots, so just being able to, like, read their shoulders and being able to get a block up.
Well, I don't know how much insight you have. I mean, many people know you, of course, as the number 11 in the varsity for tennis and know you for wearing green and white, but you grew up in Knoxville. Your dad mm-hmm. was with the fire department there a long time. I know your dad pretty well and have known him for a long time. But what's it like to play against some girls that you grew up playing against? And it's been a few years, obviously, but I imagine mm-hmm. that's going to be fun. And maybe you got a tip or two for the rest of your team, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the hope.
Yeah. It's definitely really nerve-wracking going up, because – it just gives me more, like, I want to win it, because I knew that I used to play with them.
And in terms of just success then, on Thursday, what do you think it's going to take to be able to knock off the Panthers in their gym, knowing it's going to be a tougher environment? And what are some of the keys just overall for this team you think you need to be able to go to the regional final?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think one of our biggest keys is just, like, having positive energy, like, even after a mistake, like, just keeping up the positive energy, because we've definitely noticed throughout the season that once we, like, get down, we start to, like, get down. So I guess just, like, staying up and having a positive energy.
That's Bryn Higginbotham, one of the middles for Pella, following the team's 3-0 win over Newton. Bryn, it's good to have you finally on the radio and here on TV. All the best to you, and hopefully we're getting to see you play next week. Good luck against the Panthers.
Thank you.